Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From the newsroom to the nursery, we're juggling a demanding career on live TV with the demands of motherhood. I'm Katie.
And I'm Karen.
They are anchor moms.
We're rolling. Here we are, another episode of Anchor Moms, the podcast. Hi. Glad you're with us.
Hey, we talked about this last year, and I can't remember what your answer is. Guys, people listening to this, if you have kids in the car, we're about to talk about the elf. So what do we always say? Pop your earbuds in. Hit pause, yeah. Do you guys do Elf on the Shelf?
No. You know we're anti-elfers.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. So we do it. River loves it. Mm-hmm. Her elf's name is Mary Looney.
Mary Looney?
Yeah, I don't know where she comes up with this stuff. So she came around after.
Is there a separate female and male elves?
Well, this one has her ears pierced, so I don't know. Oh, River says she's a girl. Okay. I don't know. Okay. Yes, I think the answer is like I've seen like some dressed in like skirts and stuff.
Okay. I don't know.
Ours is not, but she does have her ears pierced, so take that. In 2023, like, who even knows, right? Like, mm-hmm. It could be whatever. Anyway, Mary Looney, and if you're familiar with the Elf on the Shelf, like, the elf, like, is a scout elf and kind of, like, hangs out at your house, like, every day. And then at night, when River goes to sleep, Mary Looney, like, flies back to the North Pole and, like, reports to Santa. So every morning when River wakes up, Mary Looney is in, like, a different spot.
Right.
So, we're only like 3 or 4 days into this, and
when do you start it?
After Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because I always wonder that. Is there official, like, and the elf is here?
I mean, that's when we do it.
I guess you could argue December 1st.
Yes. Yes, you could. You could. There's no rules, except there are all the rules. Except all those rules. Okay. Anyway, so this was like 2 days ago. Like anchoring, it's like 4:30 in the morning. Of course, I'm, you know, mom is responsible for making sure Mary Looney makes it to different locations.
Mm-hmm. You forgot.
I'm like, holy, I'm literally in the middle of a read, like on the anchor desk. And I like stumbled because I realized that Mary Looney is in the same place as she was like the night before. And I knew that River was going to wake up. And I was like,
well, is Brian there?
Well,
Brian.
I mean, he's asleep.
Yeah,
right?
But he's going to wake up before River.
I mean, maybe not. Just depends. Like, our wonderful nanny is there. River gets up between 6 and 6:15, like, depending on what he's doing. Plus, you cannot expect him to, like, look to see where Mary Looney is. So I'm, like, having, like, a meltdown in commercial break. Like, I'm texting nanny. I'm texting Brian. Nobody is answering. I step out during a long commercial break to, like, call. No answer. I'm, like, looking at the clock. It's, like, about to be 6 a.m. And I'm, like, I just cannot. I feel so – I got to show you, like, the text that I sent them because I was, like – I felt so anxious about this dang –
You're like, my life is over if Mary Looney does not get a new home before River wakes up.
I was – I just, like, was so – Oh, no, that is it. Hold on. Look. I forgot to move the elf! Exclamation point.
Emergency!
Emergency. Please move her before River wakes up. Unless Brian – sometimes Brian will, like, move Mary Looney, like, before I wake up. But anyway –
You even put, like, the, like, emergency
yeah,
light
the emojis.
Emoji.
I was like, yeah. I had to impart how serious this is.
So he got it.
So finally, yes, you saw his text where he's like, I got it at like, I don't know, 6 something. Like I was like, oh my gosh, like this.
It's like me with a Santa letter.
I was so like, I could barely get through my morning because all I could think about was like poor Mary River Looney. Waking up and Mary Looney being in the same place as she was like.
You need to come up with something like if that does happen. Like
an alarm.
Well, I was going to say some story like, oh, well, she was really tired and like, or something.
What?
I don't know. Some reason that
elves are never tired.
Well,
unless
then
River,
you better
like,
remember to move Mary Looney
every
last
night. Year, I will say this. Again, if you don't have an elf, like, you can't touch them. And because if you touch them, they lose their magic. Well, last year, like, River was, like, jumping around the living room and, like, accidentally dislodged Mary Looney from, like, her spot. And, like, for weeks, she was, like, concerned that Mary Looney had lost her magic. We had to, you know, those, like, toast tongs? Because mm-hmm. you can't touch her. We had to, like, pick Mary Looney up with, like, toast tongs to put her back.
Do you use tongs to get your toast out of the toaster?
Yeah, you don't?
No.
Wait, hold up. Why? You burn your fingers?
No, it sticks up out of the toaster.
But what if, like, you get a little close and you burn your finger?
I've never done it. 41 years. No toaster tongs.
We have. In fact, I think this might be, like, our second set. I think we got a set for our wedding. They broke, and now we have a second set of toaster tongs. It's like making your bed. Like, you make your bed every day, and you have toaster tongs. That's part of being an adult.
So you just use them just in case you were to touch the hot part?
Yeah, because it's, like, hot. And, like, you know, we'll make,
my
like, frozen
waffles. My kids even
waffles.
Do it. My kids even take the toaster.
Oh, my gosh. Please get Ella Ray a new pair of pajamas and toaster tongs. I feel like this is like
is
abuse.
It just like what are they? Are they like gold? Like what?
Just, no,
silver?
No, no. They like can't plastic? Be metal, right? And they can't be plastic. They're wooden. If they were metal, you would like a. Never mind. Do not get your kids toaster tongs.
Wooden.
Also,
tongs?
They come in handy whenever your elf accidentally falls from her perch.
Wait, we need to crowdsource this. Do people know about toaster tongs? I'm asking everyone after this
Wait,
podcast.
What? Okay, I'm Googling it. Hold on.
Toaster
Hold on.
Tongs. I mean, it makes sense with Mary Looney. Mooney Looney. What is her name?
Mary Looney. Mm-hmm. Get it right.
It makes sense with Mary Looney. See, this is why we don't have an elf, because it's just too much work.
Hold on.
Okay.
Toaster tongs. You can
get
those
one. Are metal, aren't they?
What? No, they're wooden. You cannot have a metal toaster tong. It'd be like sticking a fork.
Oh, bamboo. I see. Okay.
It'd be like sticking a fork into your toaster. Would you do that? Wait, look
at
me.
Of course
Would
not.
You do that?
Of course not.
Okay.
Well, I don't understand why these are necessary in life, but okay. All right. You've had two sets now, huh?
Yeah. I feel like River and Nanny, like, broke one set. I can't remember, like,
Does
what
Brian
happened.
Use them? I'm going to have a side conversation
Everybody,
with Brian
Oh,
about
look
this.
At these cute little ones from Kohl's. It's like a bird toaster tong. Everybody in my house uses the toaster tongs, I think.
Okay. All right. I'm in shock here. It's like because you didn't have a boy, there's like some sort of thing that parents.
Put the diaper.
Yes.
On. Yes.
Did you use that too?
Yes.
What? The little like tool to
Why
put.
Would you not you only use that for boys?
No, I'm talking about like a PP. There's like a, what was it called?
Oh.
Like a, like to. To protect, like, to put over the penis when you change their diaper so they didn't pee on you.
No.
That I always felt was unnecessary.
You just put the diaper over it.
Yeah, but also the diaper cream
yes.
stick. You use that, too?
Yeah.
Wow, Katie.
You don't?
No, I never did it.
Like, you get that, like, that paste, like, all in, like, your fingernails.
Yeah, and then you just go wash your hands.
I know, but it just, like, sticks around in your, like, cuticles.
What else? What else am I missing out on here?
All of these things are like under $10, just so you know. And they make your life so much easier.
Mm, okay. What else do I need? Toaster
I don't know.
Tongs.
I'll think about it. I mean,
diaper I'm cream applier.
Consistently surprised at the things that that you know. So we'll see.
That I don't know.
Let's see what comes up in the rest of this podcast if we shop, you know.
Okay, let's get into the first article. Wait, was that the story about Mary Looney got moved? Everything's right in the world?
I mean, maybe, but now every night, like every morning I'm like, oh, man, like I'm stressed about it. Like I have to do this for like I don't know, like
That's what
25
I'm saying. Like,
more
you
days. Should have
at least waited till December 1st. Shorten the time
I know,
time
and, like, Brian's, like, sending me, like, reels for, like, places to put your elf. Mm-hmm.
This is why I don't do it.
Guys,
it's too stressful.
Yeah, it is a lot. It's also mm-hmm. just, you know, the magic of Christmas.
I mean, yes, yes, yes. But my children will, unfortunately, have to survive without that bit of magic.
I hope they're okay. I mean, I'm more worried about the toaster tongs. Like,
Katie's like, who cares about the magic of Christmas?
Yeah,
don't
like,
let them burn their fingers.
Let's get back to the toaster tongs, yeah.
Okay, this first article, a mom asks her 2-year-old for a hug, but her response makes her die inside. This is interesting. So this mom went back to school, and so the grandmother is watching the baby, the little girl, toddler. So now the child calls her own mom, mother, mm-hmm. and the grandma, mama, mm-hmm. which she's 2.
I know.
you know.
Continue on. I'll tell you my thoughts here.
Anyway, so she starts. So when the mom, which I was like, what? So what is the hug thing? So she, I guess the mom asked for a hug and the daughter said no and then said, I'm not going to hug you, mother. Right?
Right.
And so she denied the hug, but also called her by the term mother instead of mama. So the mom is very upset about all this and is like, what is she? Does she hate me? Is she, you know, is she closer with my mother than with me?
Right.
You know, this whole thing. So one of the commenters said, you know, I bet the grandmother refers to you as her mother, right? Like when she's talking to the two-year-old, like,
right.
Well, your mother wouldn't want you to eat candy, yada, yada. So that's probably where she's hearing the term mother. But, I mean, I feel bad for this woman because, you know, this is what she has to do to...
So this whole thing is a testament to, like, mom guilt.
Yes.
This, like, mom is, like, super stressing about this, like... Lady,
she's two.
Kids who are two will shoot daggers through your heart and not blink an eye. Like, what? Even my five-year-old will, like, say soul-crushing things and, like, you know, watch cartoons and, like all in the same, like, 30-second span.
Yeah.
Like, kids are, like,
brutal. I don't think it's a big deal.
I don't think it's a big deal either. Go back to school. I think this woman says is, like, the reason is that she, like, went back to school and so her mom is, like, watching her little girl a lot during the week. Go back to school, get what you need to be, you know, do what you need to do, and then once this is over, your daughter can appreciate, like, whatever benefits you're reaping from, like, you going back to school. I would not worry about this at all. I think this is simply a two-year-old being a two-year-old, and I feel, again, this is a testament to just how mom guilt can kill you.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
And well, honestly, like, if my kids called me mother, I think I would be like, that sounds so fancy.
Yeah.
Mother.
Mother.
I'd be fine with people calling me mother.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Mom's the word.
This is from my sister-in-law. Again, she's had like a couple moms on here. Thank you, Carrie. This is the City Lips Night Oil.
Love it.
Have you heard of this?
No, but I need it.
Okay, it's from City Beauty.
City Lips Night Oil.
I just checked. It's actually on sale right now for $23. And I used it. She showed it to me over Thanksgiving and was like, this has saved my life. I have really dry lips. I'm sure people, a lot of people do during the winter months, but I do kind of in general. But it's almost like a lip gloss applicator, right? But you just put it on your lips overnight and it just really moisturizes and coats them. City Lips Night Oil.
Okay.
And she said she's been using it for weeks and is just like amazed at how much it's helped her lips.
All right.
So
I love a good
City Beauty
lip thing, a lip mask thing overnight.
Any type of lip enhancement or help, we'll take it.
Okay. Maybe good for like a good stocking stuffer.
Greg. You know, I saw the most useless Christmas decoration.
Okay.
A mother's stocking. Like, no truer words, my friend.
No, you are so right.
No truer words.
Every year, Brian's like, I meant to get you a couple of things for your stocking.
And every year, mine's
hanging
empty.
There.
I mean, maybe I'll, like, throw an orange in the bottom.
Yeah.
And, like, a couple pieces of candy that I'm putting in everyone's stockings.
Mm.
But, yeah, no, never, ever, no, yeah. Why do we even put them up?
Well, this could be the year that you get City Lips Night Oil for $23 in your stocking.
I mean... I'll have to tell Gregory to listen to this specific episode so that he
can, I love it.
Can get it in there.
All right, this next article comes from Scary Mommy, and it's this one really spoke to me. I'm so over holiday clutter. More overspending on crap we don't actually need. She says her love language is gift giving, and she has four kids, and she just talks about how she doesn't. She's not talking about lavish items all the time or handing out perfectly wrapped and curated boxes for every occasion. She's talking about, like, if she goes to the store and she knows her, like, one kid likes a specific pack of Tic Tacs, she'll get those, or a T-shirt she spotted at Target, anything to make them smile. But this year, she has sort of reached her capacity for this sort of stuff. I mean, it just clutters her house, and it's expensive, the ongoing bills and the expenses of running her house. She is going to rein it in this year, and she's not sure she can do it, but she's excited about it. She says, so this holiday season, I plan to scale back. What was once an extravagant under the tree scene will now be a modest showing of holiday spirit. And she plans on giving her kids more, if you know the love languages, you'll recognize these things like words of affirmation and quality time, which after all are free and have a more lasting effect. Mm-hmm. Anyway,
I love this. I think she's totally right. And I do think it's easy, especially as your kids get older, like, I do think it's easy to sometimes, oh, yeah, this is your favorite candy bar. Like, yeah, let me get that for you. I know that'll make you happy. That'll make you smile, you know. But you don't want to go down the path of that's the way that you show affection.
Yeah.
And I do think it's very easy at Christmas time to just get carried away.
Yes. I thought, like, my love language is gift giving. Like, I love to give a good, like,
and you're very good at it.
Like,
you're very good at
thoughtful
it.
Gift. And I am totally that person, by the way, who, in fact, when I was home in Pennsylvania for Thanksgiving, I went to Dunkin' Donuts and I saw the elf on the shelf on, like, an ornament. And I was like, with my coffee, I, like, bought the ornament because I knew River would love it. Like, I'm like a totally guilty of not spending a ton of money on stuff, but just like here and there being like, oh my gosh, like, I'm getting these, like, so and so will just like love it, you know, any time of year. Mm-hmm. And it is true. Like, you do quickly
amass a lot of stuff.
Just junk that's like was cool for like the like day, but then like 2 weeks later, a month later, like nobody cares about like that T-shirt, that Tic Tac, that like elf ornament. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it's a great idea. I do still think like meaningful gifts are nice.
Though. Of course. But I think especially with children, right?
Yes.
Like we need to be teaching them
right
how to be showing them that we love them in other ways.
Right. And also just, you know, what's meaningful to your kid like today will not be meaningful tomorrow because that's just the nature of being a kid. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Good advice. And I do think it's just nice to remember that we don't need to buy all the things. You know, like I had to go in the store the other day, which it's funny. I don't really go into stores much anymore
because
you do so much online. But anyway, I had to go into the store and there was so much holiday stuff, right? Because everything's out. And I thought like, oh, like my kids would be really excited if I bought like some new Christmas decorations or like whatever the stuff is. And then I was like, you know what? No.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to have to store it. I don't want more junk to have to get out and put away. And, like, I just, yeah, like, let's just simplify.
I have curbed my my Christmas decoration stuff. I mean, elf ornament aside. It is funny because everywhere you go this time of year, there's always, like, little, like, oh, that would be so cute on the table and the shelf and the whatever. And it's, like, I feel like we are at our capacity. And I've known this. It's been a couple of years since we've gotten any new Christmas stuff just because it's such a pain to, like, every time you get more stuff, like, we're doing that with Halloween. Like, I feel like the past couple of Halloweens, like, River has been really into it. And so we've been, like, amassing more Halloween decorations. And this year, I had a hard time putting all, like, we got so many new ones this year. I was like, I need, like, a whole nother bin and space for the new Halloween decorations. Like, next year, we're good on Halloween decorations.
Yeah,
it is tough. But it is tough, the holidays, and it's fun.
Okay, this last article. There are 6 extraordinary types of kids, says the psychologist, how parents can raise them to be successful. So I really liked this. This is talking about how, you know, I would say most children fit into one of these categories. And she kind of describes a little bit about each one of them and how you can support them.
Right.
Right. So here's the 6 different types: anxious explorer, hyperactive explorer, overpleaser, dream recluse, rebel nonconformist, and happy-go-lucky. Mm-hmm. And she also says you could be a combination of these. But it's funny. I feel like I mean, Sam's jury's a little bit still out, but I think I have 4 different ones.
Really?
Yeah. What about you?
So I think River is I have a combination of the anxious exploder of only because it's River
oh,
is not
exploder or explorer.
Exploder.
Oh.
Because.
I wrote down explorer. Exploder makes so much more sense.
Yes. Okay. Because there's a hyperactive explorer in number two.
Ah, okay. Yes.
And I'll say, River is not, I would not call her like fussy or irritable, but I would say that she can be triggered by very small things. If somebody else is grumpy, if somebody else is happy, if somebody else is anxious, like I have to be very careful about if River knows that I'm like anxious when we're sitting in traffic, she automatically becomes anxious and starts like really stressing about it. So she's not an exploder as much as she is like a reader of people's feelings. And it talks about it like this article says like these people are the beauty is that they're highly sensitive and porous, but this means they tend to absorb the anxiety around them and what the like how to like handle all of this. And I also think River is like and the other one of the other things is an over pleaser. She, you know, she fills in the gaps. She wants to make sure that like she's doing all the right things and that like mom's not mad, dad's not mad, like my teachers know that I'm like doing all the right things. And like sometimes it's like, you know, she will override what she really wants in hopes of like pleasing somebody else. And all of these, like it's great to have this in a kid, but like you could see down the road where this is going to be. And I like this because it gives advice for like, okay, this is what you do.
Here's how you handle it. Yeah.
What about your kids?
So Ella Rae is definitely an overpleaser.
And I
a little and a little happy-go-lucky.
Yes.
Bennett's 100% rebel nonconformist. That one's easy. I think Henry has a little bit of the anxious exploder. Also a little bit of a dreamer recluse. Sam right now is happy-go-lucky, but he's one.
I know all of your kids, and I feel like that's like, isn't it funny how if you have kids and you're listening to this, read this article, because I feel like you'll find a place to put your kids. And it's like I said, what's good about it is it gives you some advice on like what's great about it and what's
how to handle the issues.
Yes, and what the challenging things are and what you can do. Yeah, interesting though.
I've never heard like a breakdown like this, but I do feel like it's pretty accurate.
It is pretty accurate, I think so. Win of the week. This one kind of came as like, oh, I've known this, but now I'm really celebrating it. We traveled for Thanksgiving and we had to stay in two different hotels. We are finally at this point where we are not in a pack and play. We're not bringing like a blow up bed, like River. We got every
except in a regular hotel bed.
Yes.
And glorious.
Karen, I cannot tell you.
Glorious.
And it's we were traveling with my sister who has a 1-year-old and a 2-year-old. And of course, they're still like doing like pack and plays and they're bringing in like all the like sound machines and all the stuff. And her kids are pretty like easygoing. But so, I mean, I don't think it was that big of a hardship for her. But like, I'll just tell you, it was so nice. Like, we just like walked into the hotel with like River and I.
Like an overnight bag.
Like overnight bags.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, and I was like, how did we get like. Gosh, like blink overnight.
Here we are.
Like I remember staying. I mean, normally we try to avoid staying in hotels, to be totally honest, because if you have little kids, you know it's really difficult because you're all sleeping in the same room. Like the kid goes to bed at this time. You want to stay up a little bit later. Like it was like so nice.
Fine.
Like we had two queen beds. River and I slept in one bed and Brian slept in the other. And like we all went to bed at the same time. We all woke up at the same time. I was like, what is happening? My life is like suddenly
you have,
so
like,
much easier.
A real
easier.
Big kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny you should say that because just over Thanksgiving when I was unloading and reloading the pack and play, I said to my sister-in-law, I'm so ready for the day that we do not have to travel with the pack and play anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just, it's... you know, it's A, an extra step in the whole process, but B, when you're packing, it's like a big kind of awkward thing to fit in your car. Ugh.
And I feel like sometimes when we travel, frequently when we travel, we're staying at different places.
Right.
And that was always the pain in the butt. It's like
take it
breaking down
put
the
it
pack
up.
And play, putting it back up. Like, does the place where we're going have a pack and play? Or are we taking it on the plane? Are we doing this? Are we doing that? Is there room in the car? Like, man.
I feel like you and soon us, and right now us with the bigger kids, are in a kind of a sweet spot, though, because, like, when we go stay with family who don't have enough beds, obviously, for all six of us, the other kids can all sleep on the sofa.
Yeah.
Like, they're young enough where we can, like, throw down a blanket on the floor, on the sofa.
Yeah.
Like, they're fine. I'm thinking just to our siblings' children, like, there's going to be a day when they're teenagers and, you know, we're going to need, like, not be able to just throw them wherever we can throw them.
Yeah.
Which that is the nice, only nice thing about the pack and play is you can just kind of pop it up and
yeah,
there you
right,
are.
Right, right. It, like it's a yeah. bed where no matter where you want right. it. Like I've right. we've stuck pack and plays in closets. Like
right.
that's yeah. the only nice thing yeah. to your point is that yeah. like mm-hmm. wherever you are, mm-hmm. there's the bed.
But so. Like River and our big kids are little enough, right, that like they can kind of sleep wherever.
Right, right.
Yeah. You know.
Cheers to being five.
Yeah, and not needing a pack and play and sleeping in a hotel bed.
I know.
It's a glorious right? life,
like,
River.
Like, I was like, and River was like, thought, this is the first time, I guess, it's just been a minute, because mostly, usually we do, like, Airbnbs or, like, right, you know, short-term rentals. So it's been a minute since we've been in a hotel, and, like, River mm-hmm. was like, could not believe that she and I, like, got to sleep in the same, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. she was like, mm-hmm. this is crazy and amazing. And like,
oh my gosh, our kids love hotels. Mm-hmm. I mean, they think it's like we mm-hmm. are royalty staying in like a castle or something.
The funny thing is like, so hotel rooms have phones. And right. River was like,
what is this?
This, when you pick this up, mommy, there's like a noise. I was like, that's like, a dial
here.
Tone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A dial mm-hmm. tone. And she was like, mm-hmm. a what? How do you, this is a phone? Because she's mm-hmm. never had experience with mm-hmm. anything but mm-hmm. a cell phone.
It's like when, and it's funny that this is all coming about since, I mean, all of our kids, River and our kids, you know, have never known a non-FaceTime
yeah.
world. Like, it's really funny to me when our kids, they'll be like, can we call somebody? I need to ask them something. And they'll call and be like, wait, I don't see them. I don't see them on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, they're driving. They can't fit, whatever. But they, like, have no, the norm for them is I can see their face when I'm talking to them on the phone, which was not even anywhere close to being a thing when we were kids.
Well, I remember when FaceTime came out. Like, I remember when, like, FaceTime was available on your phone. It was, like, wild.
Whoa. Yeah.
What do you think? Like, this is the crazy part is, like, think about what it's going to be like when they're, like, teenagers.
Yeah, this or, like, is why I don't stress about, like, what phone to get my kids when they come of age to get a phone because, yeah. like, it's going to change by then.
I know.
Like, maybe they're just going to have some sort of – I always think about what is that movie – what is that movie with where they all go on a ship? It's animated. And because the Earth, everyone's trashed the Earth.
It's animated?
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. It's what starts with an E. It's this robot guy. Evie is the one. Oh, come on.
I don't know. Is it an old one?
No. Well, it's a little. Anyway, they're on this ship. It's basically like they've trashed the Earth.
Yeah.
They go on this ship. All of the people because there's yeah. no life forms left on
right.
Earth. Anyway. It's like in time in the future, and they don't even they just like they don't even have a screen in their hand. It's
yeah.
like in their head,
mm.
like they can just like picture everything, and yeah. it's all in their head.
Yeah,
and I always think about that. Like that's what it's going to be like. We're not even going to need a phone. Like our kids are just going to be able to like somehow in their minds connect with other people.
Right. Just think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
Anyway, all right. Hope you have a great one, and don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review.
Rate, review, subscribe.
In whatever order.
Whatever you want. Bye.
Have a great one.
Thanks for listening.